Today, your fate will be decided by a simple deck of cards. Your pleasure, your frustration, your orgasm. It will all be in the hands of fate. So, you're going to need to make sure you have a deck of cards. It should be a regular deck of 52 cards, with one joker added, to make a total of 53. If you don't already have that to hand, then pause the audio and get your deck sorted. You will also need to be wearing earphones for this, and I need you dressed. You need to be wearing a shirt, underwear, socks, and some jeans or something like that. So get dressed properly and grab your cards now. Everyone sorted? Good. Now, get them nice and shuffled. All mixed up for me. I don't want you knowing where any of those cards are. Especially that joker, because that is a very important card indeed. You see, throughout this audio, I'm going to get you to draw cards at different times. What card you draw will determine what you're allowed to do. Whether you can take your clothes off, whether you can touch yourself, whether you can edge, that sort of thing. But there's one very special card, and that's the Joker. You see, if you ever draw the Joker, then it's game over. Hands off. Headphones off. Put your cock away and try again later. I don't care whether it's the first card you draw or the last one before you're allowed to come. As soon as you draw that Joker, you stop the audio and stop playing. Okay? Good. If you agree to all of my rules, we really should start getting those clothes off of you. Let's see if the cards will let you. Draw the first one. If it's black, then take off your shirt. If it's red, then leave it on. And remember, if you draw that Joker, then it's game over. Okay, first card drawn. How lucky were you? Time to draw our second card now. Same rules again. The order I want you to take your clothes off is this. Shirt first, then jeans, then socks, then your underwear. Okay? Good. If it's black again, then take off the item of clothing. If it's red, then keep it on. Let's go again. Next card. Black, take something off. Red, stay as you are. How are you doing? Some of you will be stripped down to your underwear by now. Is your cock straining at the fabric, waiting to burst free? Is it getting hard? Or has it been hard this entire time? Are you getting excited? Are you eager to be touched? And are you worried at all about that Joker? You should be. It could end your game at any minute. Maybe you're still fully clothed. Have you drawn three reds in a row? Oh, so unlucky. Well, it's time for your next card. Draw it now. Black, you take something off. Red, you don't. How did you do that time? Some of you will be fully naked by now, won't you? If you are, then this next card is going to be very important for you. Because if you're fully naked and draw a black card, then you get to start stroking yourself. Those of you who are still dressed in any way, the old rules still apply. Black, you take something off. Red, you don't. Are you ready for the next draw? Good. Let's go. Draw that card. Are you stroking yet? Have the cards let you? If they have, then grab that cock and stroke as hard and as fast as you like. Imagine my soft, warm hands wrapping around you. I love feeling your cock in my hand. You pulsing and throbbing for me as I stroke you up and down, using your pre-cum as lube as I run my thumb over your tip and along the underside of your cock. I love feeling you grow harder in my hand. I love hearing your moans and whimpers as I stroke you. I love the control I have over your cock. Over you. Keep stroking for me as you picture my leaning over and kissing your neck. Kissing and licking and biting as I continue to stroke your cock. Just slowly. Up and down, teasing it with my hand. Working that spot on the underside of your cock with my thumb. Do you like the sound of that? Stroking yourself to that thought must feel so fucking good, doesn't it? What do you mean you're not allowed to stroke yet? Have you drawn a couple of reds? You're still clothed, maybe? Or maybe your cock is out, but you're not allowed to stroke yet? Too bad. I didn't decide any of that. The cards did. Fate did. So, sit there and get hard while thinking about me. And just imagine how good it would feel to stroke. Think about how jealous you are of all those boys who are stroking right now. Those lucky, lucky boys. Just sit there and think about my hands on your cock. My lips on your neck. Throb and pulse and ache for me. You might not even get to stroke at all today. That joker is still in the deck somewhere, remember? The next card could mean you have to stop playing right away. I am not joking about this. I want you to take this seriously. If that joker comes out, you stop playing. Okay, I'm serious. No cheating. No messing about. If you don't want to play by my rules, then don't play my game. Okay? Good boy. Now, I think we're about ready for our next card. Same rules apply. Black means you can take off an item of clothing. Or, if you're already naked, then it means you can stroke yourself. Red means you take your hands off. Okay? Good. Draw that card. How did you do? Are you naked yet? Are you stroking yet? We have drawn 6 cards so far. So I guess on average you're likely to have drawn 3 blacks. That means you'll be in your underwear still. So, if you're naked already, then count yourself lucky. If you're stroking already, then count yourself very lucky. Or maybe you still have multiple pieces of clothing still on. You know what? I'll help you out a bit. If you still have multiple pieces of clothing on, then this next card will allow you to get fully naked for me. Providing you draw a black, of course. If you draw a red again, then I guess it's not your lucky day. So, are you ready to draw again? Good boy. Draw that card. If you drew a black, then get naked for me. If you're already naked, then start stroking. If you drew a red, well, hands on your thighs. I'm going to suck your cock. Well, maybe. This next card is going to dictate how these next few minutes are going to play out for you. Some of you are going to have an amazing time. Some of you, well, not so much. Over the next few minutes, in your left ear, I'm going to suck your cock. I'm going to lick you, and suck you, and edge you with my mouth. I'm going to tease your head, and gag on your cock. I'm going to go to town on it. I'm going to give you a blowjob like you've never had before. And in your right ear, I'm going to talk so fucking dirty to you. I'm going to tell you just how much I love tasting your cock. How badly I want you to fuck me. How much I want to taste your cum. How I want to feel your cock throb deep in my throat. But if you want to listen to either of those, or both, then you're going to have to get lucky with the next card you draw. If you want to keep your right earphone in and hear me talk dirty to you, then you're going to have to draw a black card. If you want to keep the left earphone in and hear me suck you as well, then you're going to have to draw a spade. If you draw a red card, well, that cancels out the spade, and you'll just have to sit there with no earphones on. And while you sit there, I want you to think about what you're missing out on. I want you to sit there and think in detail how it feels to hear me suck you. How good it would feel to stroke your cock while I moaned and talked dirty in your ear. And I want you to keep your hands off your cock. I'll even give you a little teaser just so you know what to imagine. Okay, so that's what I want you to think about while you're sat there in silence for 3 whole minutes. Are you ready to draw that card? Remember, a black card means you get to keep your right ear in. A spade means you can keep your left in as well. A red means you take your headphones off. This section will take 3 minutes. So when I count down, if you draw a red, then make note of the time and put your earphones back in after 3 minutes have passed. Ready to draw? 3, 2, 1, draw. 3 minutes starts now. If you're still listening to this, then I guess you're one of the lucky boys. Are you stroking for me already? I didn't tell you that you could. Oh no. If you still aren't naked, then I want you to get naked for me. But then it's hands off for the rest of this section. If you are naked, then I'll let you stroke. But what card you drew determines how you will stroke. If you drew an ace through 5, I just want you to take one finger and lightly stroke it up and down your shaft. If you drew 6 through 8, I want you to stroke with just your thumb and one finger. Did you draw a 9 or a 10? Then I want you to rub that one spot on the underside of your head. And if you drew a picture card, a queen or a king, then I want you to stroke properly for me. Do you know what you have to do for me? Good. Then let's get to it. I better start telling you how badly I want your cock. How I want to slide my lips over your tip and push my head down as far as I can on your cock until the tip hits the back of my throat. I want to gag on your cock and choke on it, covering you with my spit. making you so fucking wet as I bob up and down. And then, when I've teased you enough with my mouth, I want to push you down onto my bed and straddle you. Slide my pussy onto your cock, pushing you deep inside of me. I want to grind on your cock, with you grabbing my hips as you slide in and out. Oh, fucking me hard and deep. Your cock feels so fucking good inside of me. You make me so fucking wet. I want you deeper in me. I want to ride you until you're just about to explode. And then I want to jump off and take you back into my mouth. I want to lick all my juices off your cock as I coax that cum out of your balls with my tongue. I want to take you deep in my throat and feel your hot cum shoot into me. I want to taste it all. I want to lick your tip clean. I want to suck every last drop out of you. I want to milk you dry. Drain you. Fuck, I want you badly. It looks like our 3 minutes are up. Hands off, boys. Welcome back, boys. I hope all of you who drew red didn't feel like you missed out on too much. I mean, all I did was moan in your ear and suck your cock. How good could it have been? And those of you who got to stroke, I hope it was as good as you had imagined it to be. I realize now that some might not even be naked. Poor boys. I really should take pity on you. How about you get naked for me? Actually, you know what? You've missed out on too much already. Just turn the audio off. That's right. I drew your Joker card. Turn the audio off if you're not already naked. Try again tomorrow. Bye-bye. Okay, so everyone listening should now be naked. Naked and ready to stroke for me. But I want everyone's hands off their cocks and by their sides. Do it now. Good. We've drawn 8 cards now, so there should still be 45 left to draw. And somewhere in there, a joker is hiding. So it's time to draw a few more cards. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to count down from 100. But before I do that, you're going to draw as many cards as you want. You have to pick the number you draw before knowing what they will be. So, you could draw 10 cards, 15, 5, whatever you want. You then draw all of those cards and add up the total value of them. Aces are worth 1, Jacks 11, Queens 12, Kings 13. That total value will get you your release number. As I'm counting down from 100, when I reach your number, that's when you can start stroking. But not a second before that. So, if you want to stroke soon, then you should probably pick a good number of cards to get a nice early release number. But be careful, because the more cards you draw, the more chance you have of drawing that joker. And the second you do, you turn this audio off, and you try again tomorrow. And not only that, but if your total is over 100, then it's hands off for the whole countdown, okay? So, decide now how many cards you want to draw. Have you got that number? Good. Now, draw those cards. Count up what your total is, add them all up, and remember, if that joker is in there, then it's game over for you. Got your total calculated? Do you know what your release number is? Good. 100. 99. 98. 97. Do you want me to count nice and fast through these? Is your release number a bit lower than you'd hoped? 96. Is your cock aching and hard, desperate to be touched? 95. 94. Some of you boys haven't even touched at all yet, have you? 93. 92. Maybe I should just rattle through a few numbers nice and quick for you. 91. 90. 89. 88. 87. 86. 85. Are you stroking yet? I want you stroking nice and hard. Nice and fast if you are. I want you to get to the edge for me. 84, 83, 82, 81. Good boys. If you've had your number, then stroke for me. If you've not, hands by your side and wait patiently like a good, good boy. 80. 79, 78, 77, 76. Do you wish now that you drew a few more cards? Are you desperate to stroke for me? Is your cock aching and throbbing? Are you leaking pre-cum? 75, 74, 73, 72. 71. 70. Were you allowed to listen to me suck you earlier? Did it get you thinking about maybe a 69? 68. 67. 66. 65. Or were you one of the poor, poor boys who had to sit there in silence, imagining what they were missing out on? 64, 63, 62. How about I show you what you were missing? 61, 60, 59. Is this what you were imagining while laying there in silence? 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53. Is it even better than you imagined? 52, 51, 50. Surely you're stroking by now. Unless you're one of those unfortunate boys who went over 100. Or maybe you were scared of that joker. And only drew a few cards, so have a low number. That was a risky choice. You see, from here on out, I'm going to skip some numbers. And remember, you only start stroking when you hear your number. If you don't hear your number, you don't stroke. Got it? Good boy. 48, 46, 44, 42. Stroke for me, if you're allowed, that is. Hard and fast. I want you on that edge. I need you on that edge. 40, 38, 36. I want you desperate to come, begging for release. I want your cock throbbing and aching like never before. 34. 32. 30. Are you still scared of that joker? 28. 26. It's still there, you know. 24. 22. Maybe it's the next card to be drawn. 20. 18. Let's check. Draw a card for me. It doesn't matter what the card is, unless it's the Joker. Do it. 16. 14. Draw another. 12. 10. Another card. Draw it. 9. 8. 7. Keep stroking. Keep edging. You better be scared about getting denied today, because believe me, that is a very fucking real possibility. Draw another card. 6. And another. 5. Keep edging. Keep stroking. 4. Do you want to come for me? 3. Do you think this is the end? 2. When I reach 0, do you think I'll let you come? 1. Do you want that? Get ready. So fucking close. Draw another card. 1 more. 0. Hands off. Don't come. Not yet. I'm not finished with you yet. That deck should be about half gone by now. Well done for getting this far. You should count yourself lucky. We're into our final section now. Imagine getting all this way and then being denied. Drawing that joker at the final minute. Ah, it would be so fucking frustrating. But honestly, the thought of that turns me on so much. Thinking of you desperate and hard and leaking, so close to coming, and then just drawing that joker, so fucking hot. I love it. Draw a card for me now. This is so much fun. Grab that cock again for me. It's time we got you back to the edge. I want you to stroke hard and fast. Right now. The cards you draw from here on out don't really matter. All you have to do is avoid drawing the joker. I will give you a choice though. If you want, you can shuffle the cards up. But if you do choose to shuffle, I want you to take a peek first and see where the joker was. I want you to know whether you've just shuffled a deck where the joker was right at the end, or whether you avoided disaster and it was the next card to be drawn. So, make your choice. Shuffle it, or don't. If you do shuffle, just make sure you lose the joker in the pack again. Get it nice and mixed up. No cheating. How badly do you want to come for me? How desperate are you for release? How worked up have I made you? Draw a card. Keep stroking. You want me to just get to the end, don't you? I know you do. Are you at the edge yet? Are you ready to come for me? I want that so fucking badly. I want you to shoot a hot load just for me. I want to give you that pleasure. But I don't control what the cards say. Fate does. Draw a card. I'm going to count you down now from 10. At 0, you get to come. but not a second before. Only when you hear me say zero. Understood? Good. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Draw a card. I'm going to fuck with you a little bit more fast. 10. Stroke real hard. 9. 8. Are you ready to explode for me? 7. I want it so fucking badly. 6. I want your load. 5. I want you to come for me. 4. Draw a card. 3. Draw a card. 2. Get ready to come for me. 1. Draw a card. So fucking close. 2. 3. 4. Draw a card. 5. 6. You are so fucking close. 5. 4. Draw a card. 3. You've come such a long way. 2. Draw a card. 1. So near to coming. Ah, so close to release. 2. 3. 4. But so close to denial. Draw a card. 3. 2. Any second now. 3. 4. You could be coming. 3. 2. Or you could be taking your hands off. 3. 4. And no one knows which it will be. 3. 2. 1. Draw a card. 2. 3. Okay. I'm done messing about. Draw a card. 2. 1. The next number will let you come. Draw a card. Draw a card. Draw a card. 0. Come for me. Come for me. Come right now. Explode in pleasure. Such a good boy. Shoot that load for me. I want it all. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck, yes, that's it. So fucking hot. I love it. Shoot your load all down my throat. In my pussy. On my tits. Everywhere. I want it all. All of it. So much. Come. Ah. You are such a good, good boy. And a very lucky one, too. If you are able to come, that is. Did you enjoy our little game today? How many cards do you have left? How close were you to drawing that joker? You really should count yourself lucky that you got to make it to the end. And if you ever want to come back and try your luck with fate again for a second time, I would love to play with you. And I'm sure fate would too.